something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Being afraid to stand up for the gospel. Being afraid to stick out your neck for Christ. Sometimes it happens when even where you work. There's some other Christians that they're always talking about and talking against. But nobody ever talks against you. They know you're a Christian, a nice Christian who doesn't trouble anybody. But these are the ones who are always preaching. They don't like them because they're trying to convert them. But they like you because you're nice. You don't talk about Jesus too much. See? Terrible life to live. Terrible life to live. No matter how we strategize for preaching the gospel, we should not strategize to the point where we lose our confidence in Christ or where we are no longer bold enough to publicly proclaim his lordship. What do you do for him? What do you do for him? What's your own responsibility for Christ? Are you a soldier for the Lord? Are you a soldier? Are you a soldier? Are you a soldier? Or are you a civilian? How many of you are civilians here? Spiritual civilians. How many of you are spiritual soldiers? Are you a soldier?
Yes.
You should be a soldier. You should be tough. Okay, we want to pray. So we all stand up to pray. We're all joining our hands and standing up to pray. Then only you shift. They're still holding your hands. Only you are tired. You sit down. You know? Always taking the weak option. Always taking the weak option. Okay, we want to fast and pray. Your own is to be broken by 12. You've been watching the time. As soon as it crosses 12, okay. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. You've eaten. Only prayer and fasting till 4 p.m., you're already asking questions. What if somebody can take only meat pie? Is biscuit okay? What of meat without food? You're asking all kinds of questions. Just for one day's fast till 4 p.m., you want to know, are there not different types of fasting in the Bible? Can I drink milk? You won't die. 4 p.m., you won't die. There have been days you didn't eat till 7, till 8, till 9 p.m. Nothing happened. Now, just till 4. Oh, you have doctor's permit to not fast. Doctors say I should always eat. And you're calling your leader. Please, I just wanted to let you know. I know today is fasting and prayer, but doctor said I should make sure I eat. I've been taking some drugs for 3 weeks now. I must eat before the drugs. That's why you're still on drugs. What a life with drugs. When will you come off the drugs? Say, I'm a soldier.
I'm a soldier.
Say it again, I'm a soldier. Did you know that in the Old Testament, it was the priests that were at the forefront of the war? Read your Bible. So when you say a priest, you don't mean the one that is hiding in the temple. When it was time for war, the priest was in front. It was the priest. Time for war. It wasn't the soldiers that were in front. It was the priest. They carried the ark of God and stood in front. So your priestly ministry comes first. If you're going to be very successful in life, your priestly ministry comes first. If you've not carried out your personal priestly ministry, you cannot reign as a king. He's made us kings and priests. But the priestly ministry comes ahead of your kingly authority. You know, people keep asking questions. Why is it that this person prays and it doesn't work? The other person prays the same way and it works. Sometimes, you see, you talk about faith. But faith is not empty. Faith is based on the word. Faith is based on the word. And when we say the word, not just the faith to receive something based on a promise. The word of God, is a revelation. Let me put it this way, something that you need to understand. If you study in 1 Corinthians in chapter number 12, reading from verse 7, it begins by saying the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal, meaning for the common good. And then to one is given, and he tells us these various gifts of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, and so on and so forth. He lists 9 different gifts in that chapter. And these 9 can be classified into 3 different groups. The one group is what we call the revelation gifts. And these are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and then discerning of spirits. Incidentally, that one is listed toward the end. Discerning of spirits. These are the revelation gifts. Then comes what we call the power gifts. And these are the gift of faith, the gift of the working of miracles, and the gifts of healing. Now, the gifts of healing are given to us in plural. The others are gift, gift, gift. But in healing, he uses a plurality. And that does mean something. We don't have the time to discuss all that in detail today, but I'm trying to explain something to you. These are the power gifts: faith, the working of miracles, the gifts of healing. Some even go gifts of healings. But whatever, it's in plural. Then you have what we call the utterance gifts. Utterance, to utter something. The utterance gifts. Now, the utterance gifts are, one, the gift of prophecy. 2, the gift of diverse kinds of tongues. Then 3, the gift of the interpretation of tongues. 3 groups of gifts, endowments of the Spirit for believers. Revelation, power, utterance. Now, this is important. If you would study in St. Matthew's Gospel, the third chapter into the fourth chapter, and also in St. Mark's Gospel, chapter number one, we're talking about here the baptism of Jesus Christ by John, and that beautiful experience there at the Jordan, in what happened with Christ. First was the revelation. Second was the empowerment. After that, the utterance began. What do you mean by that? First was the revelation, where the heavens opened and the Spirit of God descended. He saw the Spirit of God descending on him. John saw the Spirit of God descending on him. And he heard that voice of God speak, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Revelation. Revelation. Then he was filled with the Spirit. Empowerment. So there was divine revelation. Then there was divine enablement, divine empowerment by the Spirit. The Bible tells us that he was driven of the Spirit, led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. So he was there 40 days and 40 nights. And then you remember he was hungry. And then there was the temptation. All right? You remember? Then he came back to do what? Preach. Utterance. And preaching is divine utterance. It didn't say he came to talk. See, he preached. Preached what? The gospel. Each one of us must also experience it that way. Revelation, empowerment, and then utterance. Divine revelation, meaning the Spirit of God revealing the Word of God to your spirit. Revealing the gospel to your spirit. Giving you an understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ in your spirit. You receive that revelation of the gospel. Who Jesus is, what he came to do, and how that he accomplished it, and who you are today. Revelation. And then be filled with the Spirit. Divine empowerment. Divine empowerment. Then you say, "I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me."
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.